It's all marketing, James attempts to say before his voice is muffled into the soft crevice of a woman's cleavage. She says she slipped, but no one is fooled. She stumbles away, but not before giving James her email address and car keys. James is wearing a leather jacket and skinny jeans, with his hair pulled back with gel, resembling a North London Roger Klotz. Needless to say, he is sitting on a love seat fashioned out of women's telephone numbers. All around him are beautiful, voluptuous go-go dancers, decorated in fluorescent body paint. Their frenetic undulations jitter in stark contrast to James, who is perfectly still. On one hand rests a single cask bottling of single malt, cask strength, scotch on the rocks. The ice cubes are kept in a small tin to the left of his chair, and are not frozen ice at all, but frozen yoo-hoo. Those who dare speak to him call him a connoisseur, or at least try before being intimidated out of his eyeline. A murmur goes through the swanky nightclub as two men make their rounds. They're looking for a good place to settle in and make a beeline towards the VIP lounge, where James has already posted up. The two step forward and introduce themselves. It's David Tennant and Clive Owen.
Hello, I'm David.
Hello.
Seeing that it's James Lockwood and knowing they'll never get any attention if they stay within a quarter mile, David and Clive make a smooth, yet not as smooth as James would, exit. Before he leaves, David asks Mr. Lockwood if he wouldn't mind signing the sonic screwdriver, which he keeps on him at all times. James accepts. It reads, "To the 10th Doctor, there's my steed, yours, J.L.